Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
That is just Nathi. Ngikholwa izwi. I believe the word. I believe his word. Exactly what it says, then it is exactly how he says it and what the word says. And before that, Siponya Ngwenya, Pastor Sipong Ngwenya featuring Kate Nyamenze, and the title of the song, You Are High and Lifted Up. We are sitting on 23 minutes just before 2 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Such an honor for me to be sitting with two awesome, great. Should I say great men, Papa, of God? No. Men of a great God.
Two men of a great God.
Yes. Pastor Lucas Nkosi on the line joining us, and Advocate Rufus Malachi. Today, you are wearing all caps. You're Pastor Rufus. You are Advocate Rufus. And on the ground here on the line, today, you're Comrade Lucas. and Apostle Lucas. How are you, Muruti Lucas?
I'm well, and you, Sisibongile.
I'm blessed of the Lord.
Advocate Malachi and Radio Pulpit family.
Glad to meet you online, my pastor, my brother, my comrade in the gospel. Yes.
Advocate Malachi, how are you today, Papa?
I'm doing well, Sibongile. I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me here today.
I remember Pastor Lucas was listening to you the other time. What was Advocate teaching about Muruti Lucas? I don't remember. But I remember Pastor Lucas saying, he said my words exactly. This is what I've been trying to teach the church. And so today you are coming together. Pastor Lucas is not listening on the line and vice versa. But we are together. And today we are bringing the CRL reports. Can we start where they start first? Because somebody might not even be paying attention. When we hear about the CRL, it's like it's news to us. And we don't even see how it affects us as the body of Christ. There are individuals who are like that. And there are those ones who know what's happening, the latest and all of that. But can we fill up somebody who's just fill them in on what they are all about first? Let me allow Advocate Rufus to start. Muruti Lucas.
Okay.
Amen.
Before we even talk about the CRL,
yes,
people don't even know what are we talking about.
The abbreviation.
This is just an abbreviation.
Yeah.
I would just like to make people understand what are we talking about. I mean, it's CRL Commission.
Yeah.
According to the Constitution of South Africa, we have what we call institutions supporting democracy. Mm-hmm. Or what we call Chapter 9 institutions.
Mm-hmm.
And there are 6 of them. Mm-hmm. The first one, in terms of the Constitution, is called the Public Protector. The second one is called the South African Human Rights Commission. Then the third one is called the Commission for the Protection and Promotion of the Rights of Cultural, Religious, and Linguistic Communities. That is the one which is called the CRL Commission, established in terms of Section 185
mm-hmm.
of the Constitution.
Yes.
And in 2002, there was an act itself
mm-hmm.
That established them in terms of the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And the fourth is the Commission for Gender Equality.
Okay.
The fifth is called the Auditor General.
Yeah.
The sixth is called the Electoral Commission.
Mm-hmm.
So all these institutions have got different mandates, why they are existing
mm-hmm.
and all that. So the CRL Commission is there, number one, to promote and respect the rights of cultural, religious, and linguistic communities, to promote and develop peace, friendship, humanity, tolerance, and national unity among cultural, religious, and linguistic communities on the basis of equality, non-discrimination and free association.
Mm.
It may report any matter which falls within its powers and functions to the South African Human Rights Commission.
All right.
So, I just want people to understand
mm-hmm.
who or what is the CRL Commission.
Mm-hmm.
Now, going back to the reports we're talking about, my understanding is that because I've been following this, I even wrote a book after the report about that, is that around 2014 to 2016, there were incidents, there were a lot of shenanigans that were happening in the country under the guise of, church, some people calling themselves, pastors, which according to me they were not. They were just cultists because the things they were doing had nothing to do with church. Making people eat grass, drink petrol, and some being sprayed with doom and stuff like that. Those were just criminal, cultic incidents. They had nothing to do with the church. So, in response thereto, apparently, according to the human
of what erupted in 2014,
the commission responded by going around saying they are conducting an investigation into the commercialization of religion.
What does it mean?
I did not even know. That's what I wanted to find out.
Right.
I did not even understand after that. What did that mean? What did the spraying of people with doom and stuff like that called?
Let's not mention the product name.
Yes. Why was that supposed to be commercialization? The investigation, the report, was that investigation into the commercialization of religion and abuse of people's beliefs.
Okay.
So we didn't understand what was happening, but there was a lot of hullabaloo about it, some agreeing with what the commission was doing, and then there were those who were actually opposing to it, especially because of the modus operandi that was being used. Apparently, people were being summoned, being told you are going to arrest you if you don't come, and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, there was a report which was sent to Parliament.
Mm-hmm.
Portfolio Committee, the COCTA Portfolio Committee,
mm-hmm.
Because they said they wanted to pass a legislation which was going to have to have a body that was going to license people before they could preach the gospel.
Okay.
And all that. And I'll talk about even some of the utterances which were made by the chairperson and even the deputy chairperson then regarding the church. But it was clear that it was targeting a specific group of Christians, and then we'll talk about that. But the thing is that just to finish on this one is that the portfolio committee did not accept the report to say there must be the licensing or regulating of Christianity. That's what happened, and then all of a sudden I hear that again.
We
are back at it.
Yeah.
On Thursday last week, I heard that there's a section, what they call it, Section 22 committee that has been elected to pursue the very same matter.
Let me ask Pastor Lucas Nkosi, in your institute, what we call them, where you are gathering with lots of pastors and everybody else talking about this, addressing the matters of the CRL. When it came to the body of Christ being regulated, what did you understand about that? When that was brought forth to the table, you also were in the same confusion to say, but it doesn't affect all of us, or what?
Yeah, no, some of us, we've been with this debate from day one. You know, I remember we were somewhere in Tshwane at the speaker's, they call it the speaker's office. So we were with Prof. Mosoma. He was chairing the interfaith panel of Tshwane. And now, when this incident, you know, of the Harangua incidences broke out and so forth, and then with time, we lost track with that. But in 2016, after one of the leaders that I'm working with at COCC, you know, hinted that, no, but there's something like this. A report has been tabled. You know, please, pastors, let's discuss it and have a response on this day and what is happening. So in studying that report, we saw a lot of things that are questionable within that report. Yeah, and one of those questionable things is, you know, the way they, you know, about mushrooming and that attitude, mushrooming of churches. We are like, okay, people, yeah, here, yeah, there's a problem. And the other thing there, you know, we analyzed their finding, the 12 findings in that report, that there were 12 of them. And majority of them have to do with the failures of the organs of the state to discharge, you know, their duties. Yeah, it's like issues about how money moves from one country to the next. The competence there is issues of registering, which is DSD or CIPC, and a lot of things that were highlighted there within the report. Then other things that otherwise are issues of skills development. It's just like the church leaders are not skilled in handling them, like aspects of governance and so on. They can be resolved, those things, through, you know, training and equipping of church leaders and so forth. But now where we had issue, I had Murudi talking to others opposed. You know, I'm part of those who've been opposing. And then even currently, you know, we are still at it. We are still at it. Yeah, even tomorrow we'll be gathering there at the Union Building to register,
okay,
you know, our dissatisfaction, you mm-hmm. know, on that matter. And why are we opposing? Because in our study, there's those things they call the proposed thing, things like, now when we studied that the proposal that was put to Parliament, that's the reason why the rejection was there, because they saw, Parliament even saw, that this is infringement on freedom of religion and so forth. And then now and then when CRL come on media, you know, they are talking about, no, we need to regulate because some people have been abused and so on, emotionally drive the message through emotions and not be as objective to separate things that don't mix. So that's when you oppose, they say, oh, it means you don't care about people who are being abused and so on and so on. And we've always been saying, guys, these are two separate issues. And even the intention of this, because they are talking legislation. And legislation means the law of the land. And the law does not have emotions to say, and it doesn't discriminate to say, this is a Christian or this is so ever.
Yeah.
The law is the law. It's standard for everybody. So that's one of those problems, you know, that came up with that report. So you look at that aspect, and that's where we say, this is equivalent. You know, it's state regulation. It's equivalent to state regulation, and we've always been at it. And aspects of, because some people are using that Harangua incident on the grass eating and so on, they did call, you know, the pastor in question to say, but now, what about grass? People are not cows and so on and so on. He challenged them back. They could not answer him to say, you know, he said, but how many people died? Meaning to establish the aspect of criminality. And they could not even give in medical report to prove, to say, okay, what's criminal about eating grass? And so then that thing, because if we cannot measure it, you know, prove any illegality about it, then it falls under the bizarre practices within the faith.
Okay.
And now once it becomes bizarre, yeah, and things like that, and the issue of, you know, that insecticide, you know, with one pastor there, the Limpopo province, you know, they charged him and then they processed him by the law of the land and found guilty of, you know, whatever that he has done.
Okay. Sure, but there are more other incidences that arose from the initial ones that brought about the CRL, right? We have seen others, there are rape cases that are addressed in these spaces. So the big question that's there, and I think this is the big question that everybody else would have in their minds. Should the church be regulated? Or can it regulate itself? These are the questions that are there. How do we even treat criminality, as Muruti spoke about? And as you say, an individual is according to the law, right? The law doesn't say you are a pastor, and if you're a criminal, or if you do criminal, activities, actually, then you are a criminal.
Yes,
right?
What I said is that crime is crime.
Okay.
A criminal is a criminal, whether it's wearing a tie or an overall, whether he professes to be religious or non-religious, he is a criminal. And we have got laws in this country that deal with crime. And you do not say this is a believing criminal or an unbelieving criminal.
Okay.
Those who are supposed to arrest criminals must arrest the criminals.
Okay.
You cannot go and say this kind of a criminal needs to be dealt with differently.
Yeah.
No. And regulating anybody's behavior without arresting them will not stop the crime. It will not stop the abuse. So it's a waste of time and resources. It's an encroachment and undermining of other people who are innocent's faith, and it's undermining their right to freedom of religion according to Section 15 of the Constitution. And therefore, I understand why people like Pastor Lucas had to stand up and say, no, but you cannot do
this. Yes.
Even to this day. And as he mentioned something there that when I was writing that book in 2016, also referred to in chapter 148, where the chairperson of the commission uttered the following, to say, she bemoaned about what was the deputy chairperson, bemoaned what was referred to as the rise of the charismatic church.
Okay.
And the chairperson also uttered statements like, the church sector, and as far as I'm concerned, it's not a sector. It's a church is church. The church sector has been left alone for too long. Why is the charismatic church so big in South Africa? We have noticed that people starting up churches are getting younger and younger. Some pastors are now 23, 24, 25. Whereas before, pastors took long time before they could be head of a church.
Okay.
Now anyone can do it. You just need to say you have had the calling. And recently I've met people complaining and saying, even went on to say, if anyone says God has spoken to them, that person must be committed to a mental asylum. They need psychological help because God apparently cannot speak to a human being. So if that is the case, then it means our faith in God is in vain, and somebody is telling us, to me, it's an insult to the church. Because the reason why we are here today with Pastor Lucas and yourself is because we believe that there's a God and that God does speak to us. And God did speak to somebody who spoke to us and told us Jesus saves. And then we were saved. And we believe that Jesus does save. And there are people, although they call themselves Christians, they don't believe that. They take it. They just say they are religious. They don't believe that Jesus Christ is the King, is the Savior, no one comes to God except through him.
Mm.
Now, if somebody doesn't believe what we believe and is coming to tell us what to believe, that is a direct attack and a direct undermining of our constitutional right to conscious belief and religion and opinion.
Okay. We are going to take a break, and then when we come back, Pastor Lucas, I'm going to start with you. So what are we saying? Are we saying, can the church regulate itself? Because what I'm hearing right now, Advocate and Pastor Lucas, is that the church cannot be regulated. But can it now deal with matters such as the incidences that Pastor Lucas mentioned, some of the incidences that you also mentioned, Advocate? Can we also deal with it? So if we're finding these in our spaces, what do we do? How do we regulate ourselves? And what should be the role of Christians? I think this is what we will be talking about when we're coming back from the news.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.